Right. It's our 26th show. Every word I speak is paining me as my tooth rips into my tongue. It's hurting me as much as it's hurting you. I've got one lined up actually. We're half a year old, and excitingly in the pipeline, we're going to be doing a show on Resonance in a couple of weeks on the 21st. It's part of the Decibel Breach initiative. It's going to be every Saturday, but we're going to be on once a month. The other four groups are Adverse Cambo, who are going to be doing the 28th, NFA, who are going to be doing, I think, Sunday the 15th, because the Saturday show has got confused. And there's going to be DJ Wrongspeed from Resonance, who used to do Red Zero Radio, doing the first show on the 7th. I think you know what kind of music you can expect. But what we're going to do is we're going to try and, because we hear a lot of really fucking good quality music, and particularly over the last 6 months, some people have played some really spectacular stuff, and a lot of it doesn't get released, and a lot of it basically sits around on people's computers, and you know, they pull it out, play it to the mates, and so in the spirit of that, we're going to endeavour to pull some tracks off our computers and off CDs that people have given us over a period of time, and play them to you, tell you a bit about the people who've made them and where you can get hold of them, and we're going to try and test run that tonight. Sorry, my tooth and my tongue really are just in constant conflict here. My voice must sound very weird. So we're going to start off with a track by Midgem, who very popular around here, not least because he's the guy who sorted out our server for us at NARN, Nottingham Area Artists Network, who we're still very grateful to their continued support. This is a track of Jim's that is from some garage. I was told not to call it two-step, so it's not two-step. Yeah, it's a three-step. he produced it, I'm guessing, about 7 or 8 months ago. It says mastered on the copy of what I've got, so up to production quality anyway. But this one I particularly like, so I'm going to start off with this, so I can work out what channel I've put myself on. Here we go.
Thank you.
Jim, the track was Deeper, Darker, Darker, Deeper. Right, if you'd like to get in contact with him, send an email to info@illfm.net. So thanks, Jim, for the bandwidth. Next up, we have an unreleased track by Total Output, who played on LFM at the beginning of August despite van trouble. This track is called Broken Furniture. It's probably noisier than you ever would have heard him before. total output. Breaking furniture.
It's quite appropriate considering Tad threw the sofa out the window last week.
Yeah, it's a lot noisier than that. Arrival, track of danger. Shout out to Toby as well then. See if he's found out who they're listening. And leaving all of the Mythical Beast Conquest crew. Next up, I'm going to play you a track by Ronin, who we had on, 6 months ago now, in fact. This one's off a CD that he sent me when he was in Spain. I think, like, early example of him using Ableton. But it's quite short, but this one's proper heavy. So, let's make sure we're tuned up. Here we go.
Banging by Ronin, available at
NFA.something.
But you can also reach him through dbreach.fm. He's going to be doing the first of the Decibel Breach rotations
on the 15th.
The first one being
Wrong Speed with they've got Life of Land on this Saturday. This Saturday on Resonance at midnight on Saturday, Life of Land on Decibel Breach. You can find him there.
Right, the next track is by Rosie Len from Plymouth? Yeah. Well, basically somewhere deep south or near near Devon. It's Neil Rose from originally from Enfield, but who's defected now down to Devon. And it's one of his new tracks under his Rosie Len alias. You can contact him at www.myspace.com/RosieLen, RosieLen. Right, so this is a track called Soother by him.
Rosie Len and Soother. So next we're going to play I've got a CD. I was going to play something else next actually, but we're going to put that off for a minute. I've got a CD ages ago from a duo called Kiki Ill and Combrio, and we'll play a Combrio track in a little bit, but this one's Kiki Ill and the iPod went for a minute. And this is called Kisota by Not Key.
Tenen quiz. Uno, la huoma, taan. Sopataan sillalla suolataan.
That was Kiki Ill.
And the track is called Kisota by Nokia Ro. Ro what? Rota. Okay.
Kiki Ill, anyway, that's the. Yeah, any of the acts you just said, if you want to get in contact with them or find out more about them, email info@fm.net.
This next track is by Ed Mujenga, who played under the name Devil Banger via the miracle of Skype a while ago. He's actually over in the UK at the moment, looking for places to live. But this next track is called Bye Bye Coppens, and it's a tribute to one of his homes, squatted homes in Rotterdam, that they got kicked out of earlier this year. So this is Bye Bye Coppens. That was Mujinga with Bye Bye Coppins. If you want to hear any more of his stuff, go to www.mujinga.net. You spell Mujinga, M-U-J-I-N-G-A.net. We've just had Danger Man arrive in the studio to play us a new track. Would you like to introduce the...
He arrived dangerously as well.
No, I don't want to introduce anything. Really.
Smashed through a window.
Broke two cars on the way on my bike. Generally went mental.
What's the name of this track you're going
to play? It hasn't got a name.
It's untitled.
Just a track. Really? I'm just going to play it.
I'm a fire star, twisted by the armor. I'm a fire starter, twisted fire starter. 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 I'm a fire starter, tw
common enemy named the state. In abolishing the state, you resolve all. A common enemy named the state. In abolishing the state, you resolve all. Named the state. In abolishing the state,
I'm the fear of dictators. Illustrated.
We got a common enemy. Named the state.
In I'm a fire starter. Twisted fire starter.
Resolve all. We got a common enemy.
I'm a fire starter. Twisted fire starter.
State. You resolve all.
I'm a fire starter. Twisted fire starter.
In abolishing the state, you resolve all. We got a common enemy. Named the state. In abolishing the state, you resolve all.
Danger Man with Untitled Madness. Yeah, nice one, Dan. next up, we're going to... incidentally, there's no hope in contacting Dan. He's an international man of mystery. Like the Scarlet Pimpernel, you're not going to track him down, so don't waste your time trying. next up, Ali. What name are these tracks under?
Double zero,
we've got a track from. It's something else I've had for ages. And sort of on the minimal drum bass tip. I'm quite feeling this though. So hopefully you'll agree with me.
We'll be right back.
Double Zero, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what the name of the track was, but again, any of these artists you can get in contact with through us at info@lfm.net. How's it looking, someone?
Yeah, ready to go. The next track is by Devotion's Conundrum. They'll be playing on LFM on the 19th of October with Christopher Angeli. That should be a good one. But this is a track, it's called Reversing the Daydream. So, Devotion's Conundrum. Oh yeah, you can get in contact with them via their website, which is devotchkasconundrum.com. Easy enough to remember.
Devotchka's Conundrum. Okay, next we've got a track by Green Space Cat, as ever unreleased. This one's on more of a The Chance of Anything Coming from Mars score, although that's not actually the extraterrestrial series in question. Oh, my mistake. I'll try and rerun that.
I love it while he plugs his laptop in.
It's Dave's fault, basically. We're going to have a track from Dave in a minute. He's fucking, he's leant right over proceedings. Okay, here we go. Green Space Cat. UFO. UFO.
Green Space Cat with UFO. Okay, the next track is by Rhombic Youth Orchestra, and it's called I Am Mega Super Destructor. It comprises of our Dave and Midgem, who you heard earlier on. Let me just see if I can get this queued up and ready to go. The CD player doesn't seem to like it very much. Thank you.
CJD.
Rhombic Youth Orchestra. I am Super Mega Destructor. Apparently they're quite big.
Maybe not. Well, they're quite big up north.
They're quite big up north, and apparently they're pretty big in their day, so this is kind of a...
Back into there.
And if you want to find, if you want to know where any of them are now, one of them is right here.
Dig for them, yeah. We get right on into Snorter Slaughter by Jiminy.
Without that, we most twisted, we prayed, the shit fucks, and there's ever been my displeasure to lay my goddamn eyes on. I tell you, these motherfuckers are a walking reminder of this house. That this is for you.
Jiminy, and what's the track called?
Snorter Slaughter.
Some cheeky sampling of himself in there as well.
Okay, next up is a track by Insultatron,
who's not been around for quite a few years now. He's one of the original founding members of Pitchless. This is a track that he made probably about 3-4 years ago. Obviously, like never released.
He's not dead, incidentally, folks. He just lives in Australia.
He just cut ties with everybody here, and now he builds boats. That's what he does now. It's all about boats. This track's called Course of Action, and this is by Insultatron. So, Insultatron Revival, if you want to have him.
I'm gonna make a mess.
It's one of Jad's Insultatron.
Course of action, Insultatron.
From back in the day when it was all done out on the fucking dinner jazz rig on a Shaley Beach near Bristol.
Four kind of home speakers and a DJ. DJ turntables funny to skip.
Yeah, out the back of a estate car. Gosh, they were a sorry looking bunch.
There is actually the old pitchless website, which is timestain.com/pitchless, and you can find the old pitchless website. None of the information is current, but I don't think there's any actual information on there. It's just a very weird website, but look at it.
Yeah. And of course the new Pitchless website, which is up and down, but yeah, works there. Well, it's good to look at and code anyway, you can learn something. Right, next we're going to play, and this is another blast from the past. No one can almost remember what he looks like out in Belgium for so long, but this is one of ours. This was going to be on our first record, but there are phasing problems, so let that be a lesson to those of you who are vinyl or enterprising young vinyl promoters. Watch out for the phasing, because it's not good.
We just don't have Al on your record.
Anyway, here it comes. There's a hornet in my bass bin.
We'll be right back.
that was Minaximal with There's a Hornet in My Bass Bin. Due to Phasing Problems was impressed on vinyl. Next, we have a track by Tausch, who played, late July?
Yeah.
Around that sort of time. Who's now been doing the circuit of Technovals. And this is a track of his called Clay Carinet. Tausch.
Oh,
Adam's just saying
that is the crossover, isn't it? Oh, don't hit
me. Adam, tell him what you think.
I dare not say anything live. No. Although that wasn't trance, I take it back. I'm sorry, I apologise to anyone. It wasn't trance.
But it was on the ambience hip, and we're going to further on with a little bit more ambience. This is Combrio, who is the other half of Kiki Ill.
Yes, how are you?
So, enjoy.
Where have you been?
Oh, something's gone wrong there. That should be plugged into there. Let's try that again. Oh yeah, that looks a bit better.
Third time this evening.
And that was
Combrio.
Okay, next up is a track by the Digitaria, who we had quite early on, actually. But this is something, again, it's unreleased, and he made sort of about 2 years ago. It's an EP called A Yorkshire Werewolf in London. This doesn't have a title, it's just called, it's just track number four. But A Yorkshire Werewolf in London by the Digitaria.
Folks, who again, you can reach through info@lfm.net. We're going to try and have a more comprehensive listings than how you can get hold of guide for the Resin show. But I don't think that was too awful. We'll have to listen back to the archive anyway. I hope you've enjoyed the last hour and a bit or so. I think we have, and yeah, I think it's broadly fair to say we've enjoyed our 26th show, albeit I can't talk proper. But anyway, in the spirit of things, we've got Danger Man to play us out, so hold on to your hats or your pipes or whatever. Well, dubious clientele is what it is. yeah, enjoy. And we'll catch you next week when we've got the pig special, yeah, which is going to be a bit of a blast. Certainly won't be any trumpets or guitars, I'll tell you that much.
A lot of trumpets or guitars are about.
Yeah. So, yeah, over to Danger Man. He's going to play us out. You've been listening to LFM. Keep it ill, as always. What line's Stan on?
He's on this one.
We'll be right back. shorter.